Laws concerning gifts to the poor, chapter 3. First halacha. The mitzvah peah goes on the field, not on the person. So if a person has two fields, he should leave peah on both fields and not leave peah on one field for both. That would not be considered peah as to the other field. Second halacha. A single field with a single crop that has a stream flowing through it is considered two fields, even if the stream was dry. And the same is true if there's an irrigation ditch through the fields, so long as water did flow through the irrigation ditch. Third halacha. The same thing is true of a pathway, as long as it is 4 cubits wide, or 16 cubits wide if it's a public thoroughfare. If a pathway is smaller than those measurements, then it is considered to be a divider if it is a permanent pathway. Fourth halacha. The following things also are considered dividers and would separate a field into two fields. Uncultivated land, fallow land, that is land that was plowed but not sown. If on one side of the field there's one crop, and on the other side of the field a different crop, or if one harvested through the middle of the field before the produce got to be one-third of its maturity. All of this applies so long as the field was a smaller field, that is, 50 cubits by 2 cubits. Otherwise, the interruptions would have to be larger. See inside for more details. Fifth halacha. If the crops in the middle of the field are destroyed by ants or locusts, and then one plows through the middle of the field, this is also considered a separation. Sixth halacha. If crops are planted on a mountainside in such a way that there are different levels, so one would not be able to harvest all the crops at the same time, this nonetheless is considered one field. Seventh halacha. But if there are separate terraces that are 10 tvachim, that is, 10 handbreadths higher than one another, then these are considered separate fields. If there is a rock covering the surface of an entire field, if one must lift his plow over the rock, it separates, creating two fields. Eighth halacha. If one has a field with trees, which are sown in patches, and here Rambam specifically says square patches, but the idea is that they're not all sown at the same time, he would nonetheless give peah once for the entire field. Ninth halacha. The previous halacha applies when there are 10 trees within an area that is 50 by 50 cubits. If the field is larger than that, then he should leave peah separately for each square. 10th halacha. If there are squares of onions that grow between vegetables, this does not create separate fields, rather it would be considered as one field. 11th halacha. If there was a single field with a single crop, and parts of the field started to dry up, and so the farmer uprooted those areas that had dried up, to the point where it now appears to be two separate fields. If the crop is the type of crop that typically is planted in separate patches, like dill or mustard seed, he should leave peah from each of the patches. But if it was a species that normally is sown over an entire field, and here he says grain or legumes, it is considered only one field. 12th halacha. If, however, the dried-out portions were in the middle of the field, giving the impression of two separate fields with a dried-out portion in the middle, then this does separate. 13th halacha. If one has a field with onions, beans, or peas, and similar such produce, if he had the intent to harvest some of it and bring it to the market, and leave some of it to dry out and put in storage, he should leave peah separately for both harvests. 14th halacha. A field with only one species is considered one field, even if the person harvests it into two separate heaps, and a field with two species is considered two fields, even if he harvests into a single heap. 15th halacha. If he has one field with two different types of the same species, if he stores them in one heap, he should treat it as one field. If he stores them in two heaps, he should treat them as two fields. 16th halacha. If two brothers inherit a single field and they divide it, they should leave peah separately. Then if they rejoin the field at any point, they should leave peah once. If they own one field in partnership, they should leave peah once. If there are two partners who decide to dissolve the partnership, and one takes the standing grain while the other takes the harvested grain, the one who takes the harvested grain does not leave anything. The one who takes the standing grain leaves peah from the standing grain. See inside for more details. 17th halacha. This is a little bit of a complicated one, but let's say there's a field with one crop and half the field reaches one-third of maturity, and the other half does not. Then the farmer harvests half of the mature crop and does not leave peah, though he should have. Then the rest of the field reaches maturity. Then he harvests the rest of the first half. He may separate peah for the crops that originally matured, even though they were harvested in two separate intervals, and separately on the crop that matured later. 18th halacha. If someone has one field and he sells parts of it to various different people, each new owner now has a single field, and each of those fields should have peah separated separately. But if he retained ownership in some of the field and he began to harvest before he started selling the fields, he should separate peah for the entire field, because the obligation begins at the time of the harvest. So the new owners are not obligated, but he is obligated on the fields owned by the new owners. 19th halacha. With respect to a field of trees, only a very high fence would create a separation between two portions of a field, and it would have to be high enough to separate between the branches. Otherwise, peah should be separated only once. 20th halacha. If two people purchased a single tree in partnership, they would leave peah once, but if one purchased the northern half of the tree and the other purchased the southern half of the tree, they would leave peah separately. 21st halacha. With respect to carob trees, if one stands by his crop and the other stands by his crop and they can both see each other, they are considered to be one field, and peah should be separated once. But if they are on opposite sides and they can see the center of the crop but they can't see each other, then peah should be separated from both sides, for both the sides and the center. 22nd halacha. We have a similar thing with respect to olives. All of the trees in one side of a city are considered one field. So, for example, if there is one owner for all of the olive trees on one side of the city, that would be one field. 23rd and final halacha. Here the phrasing makes this difficult, but I'll try to summarize. Sometimes owners of a vineyard will reduce the number of grapes on a vine in order to allow the vine to grow. In other words, he's not harvesting for the purpose of selling the grapes. He's merely reducing the load on the vines. In this case, he would not have to leave paya for the grapes that he reduced. But if he takes the grapes home, which means he actually wants the grapes, then he would have to leave paya for the entire harvest.